Hello, this is Ligia Huben. Welcome to Transforming Grief, a place of love where we come together with an open mind and open heart. Are you a parent who has a teenager who's grieving? My heart is with you. And because I hear so many questions about how to help a grieving teenager, that I wanted to do this episode, which is dedicated to you. The first thing I want to tell you is to be patient and understand that your teenager is grieving, has gone through a loss, and this grief can be manifested in different ways, in all dimensions, the physical, the social, the spiritual, the emotional. And this grief can influence the relationship in the family dynamic. It can be affected. It can also affect their ability to concentrate and keep up with schoolwork, because, you know, our concentration can also be altered because of the grief we are experiencing. So it is a good idea to let teachers know in school, the principal, that what's going on, what is the loss that your teenager is experiencing, so they know about this and then they can also be understanding. Because it is necessary to acknowledge that there has been a huge change in their lives. Something else that is essential is to maintain an open and honest communication. We know how fundamental this is, always. In this experience, as they go through this experience, is fundamental. Allow them to express their feelings and thoughts about their loss, how they feel, and they can share that with you. Respecting their privacy also, and their independence, because remember that as teenagers, they are evolving, and something they want is to have little by little more independence. So this is a time that they are going to be very, very present with that. So it's important also to respect their privacy, the moment that they want to be sitting with their loss. Be present, be attentive. However, it is also good to give them the space, because they may want to express their grief even in a creative way. They may want to write about it. They may want to, if they are inclined to music, to compose music, to sing, or if they are into expressing their grief through filming, they may do that as well. And what is very special with that is that they are not only expressing their grief, but they are transforming that. That can be so healing to their hearts. So always be attentive and be present and supportive of that. Something else that to be very, very focused on is to know that even if we want to take them away from their space of grief, they need to process it. Because generally, when we see someone grieving, especially a person we love, we want to tell them, that's enough, don't feel that way, do something else, you're going to feel better, this is going to get better. We say all those things because we want to cheer them up. However, refrain from telling them how they should feel. Instead, keep a safe space for them to feel validated and understood. Something else, and this is extremely important, because we know how important it is for teenagers, their friends. They love to share with them and to just connect with them. So this is something that you can encourage, peer connection. If you find a support group of teenagers where they can share their grief and express how they feel, so that would be wonderful, because that can help also a lot. Get informed about grief. And this, I emphasize it tremendously. Be informed. Read books about it. Go into the internet and search. There are so many sites to know about grief. Because the more you know about grief, the more informed you are, the better you can help your teenager. Because you will be able to understand some of the changes we are talking about, okay? Because they may be, you know, there be changes in their mood, in their behavior. They may act in ways that you do not recognize, or they may change their mood. You know, they may be impatient, they may be irritable. So all these things you can understand better if you get informed. If you see your teenager that is, you know, that is troubled, that is in a space that is very painful, and it's hard for them to continue to move forward, not move on, to move forward step by step, then seek for professional help. Because as they see someone expert in grief, they can give them tools to process their grief in a healthy way that can make a total difference on how your teenager evolves into this process. Because grief is a journey, and it's a moment at a time. It is a moment at a time. Avoid judging or dismissing your teenager's grief. Validate it and don't compare it with someone else. Because keep in mind that your teenager is unique. Their grief is unique. Always remember to keep in mind their needs. Always remember, because they are navigating a very challenging, a very painful time. So be present to them, be attentive, and offer your support, your understanding, and above all, your love. I send you a hug with all my heart.